Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Caleb might learn something on the sideline and get more hungry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, JJ Watt. Oh, no is right. Thanks to our guests. We had Anthony Heron. We had Dan Wiederer. Mark Grody is here today. That was great. Thanks to everybody who called in for the anniversary party. My goodness. That was a lot of people, Ray. Thank you. That was a star-studded cast of awesomeness.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Shout out to Ray, too. Ray is the one who did the most work towards the big extravaganza we had for you, Layla, for 10 years.
And now I've had too much pizza. I love it.
Congratulations on your first Bears Monday, Layla. It's awesome.
Why, thank you. I've never been here before.
No. You haven't been here a whole decade.
I'm certainly not qualified.
Nope.
Thanks to Ray. Thanks to Marshall, of course. And, of course, Mark Grody as well. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Grant Leader helping out. Thanks to everybody who called us, texted us, joined us on Twitch. Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis, and Jacob Stutz as well. And, yeah, thanks to Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes for being here.
What's up, y'all?
Trying to
the Bulls
figure this out.
How dare
that,
you?
Let's
talk about that Bulls win between, in Orlando.
Between you with the Bulls and you with the baseball.
Marshall, I have been touched by the Bulls angel. I was on Wednesday and then that game and then the Bulls win in Orlando. Is it basketball season?
If they win tonight without Josh Giddey against the Hawks, oh boy.
God, they're playing
the Bulls
deep.
Bulls angel?
Playing strong? Yeah, man.
Let's test Spiegel's theory right now. Let's see how into the Bulls Spiegel is.
Okay.
Spiegel, there's tickets. You want to go to the game tonight?
I can't. Thank you, though.
Uh-huh. See?
I have a rehearsal for Tributosaurus Becomes Black Sabbath.
Oh, now I feel horrible because I am going to that show to see Matt Spiegel become. Will you be dressed as Ozzy?
No.
They don't do that.
There are no costumes in
Tributosaurus. No costumes? I thought that was the whole.
No, never.
They tribute the music.
The music is the star.
I thought because it's Halloween.
Is it okay if I dress up as Ozzy?
Absolutely.
There are two ladies that I'll be going with, and
two ladies. Okay,
that's the way things go.
That's how Ozzy used to do it.
And they're like, "Oh, we'll put the pencil line under your eyes, and we'll get a Ozzy wig and some blood."
I will take pictures from the stage.
I'd like a table, Spiegel. Make sure there's a table for me and my babes.
I'll see what I can do.
Big Pimp and spending cheese.
My babes.
The way you were so happy to be like, and we'll get some blood.
Yeah. We'll bite a rat.
It was a bat.
It was a bat. Right.
Head off a bat.
For all you youngsters out there, Ozzy Osbourne, lead singer of Black Sabbath, once bit the head off of a live bat on stage.
There's a better chance.
How did he do it again?
There's a better chance.
How did Grody mess up the song-related info again?
What did I get wrong this time?
Well, you said rat. It was a bat.
Oh, yeah, rat, bat. But isn't a bat kind of a flying rat?
So cat.
I'm close.
Similar, yeah.
I'm a C-plus student. I just try to be close.
There's a better chance our listeners know him from his seventh-inning stretch, perhaps, than they do.
No doubt about it.
From the Sabbath.
Mark Grody was not a C-plus student. You can talk to the fine folks at Illinois State University They will tell you that he was not a C-plus student.
No, that is correct.
Kick save and abuse.
That is a beaut. And you know what? I love going there so much, Lawrence, that I went for 5 years to get my degree. That's going to the next commercial.
5 years for partying.
That's right.
Hey, he is in the Hall of Fame. He did it right.
Hey, man.
Somehow.
I am here for the fifth year. I think that in retrospect.
Talk to me.
In retrospect, I probably should have done it.
Mm-hmm. I graduated early like an idiot.
Nerd.
Yeah, I think unless...
I got a tuition rebate and I was like, ha-ha, suckers, I'm going to work for the rest of my life. What? Why did I do that?
Yeah, joke's on you. Now the kids all do these travel years, right? They graduate and then they go travel abroad. What do they call that?
Gap year, right?
I did the opposite of that. I was like, I know exactly what I want to do, so I'm going to do it forever. I don't need the spring break. Why? Why was I so dumb?
I'm all for the fifth year, too. That's the option year on the quarterback's rookie contract.
I love that.
By which, by then, you'll have known by the end of...
You have to make a choice a little earlier than that, though.
Yeah.
By the end of year three, you really need that clarity to be deciding about whether you got a guy or not.
Do we not look back at the year where the Bears declared that they weren't going to exercise Mitch Trubisky's option as more awkward? Like, was it more awkward than I'm recalling it to be?
You knew by the end of that year three, you knew because that was year two with Nagy. And it was such a resounding fart, for lack of a more clear term, of a year for Mitch that you knew. And really, that's the question these days with the young quarterbacks is when you know. I think we all can agree that week eight of your first year in the system is a little early to say you know for sure.
It's when I start to be a little more strict.
Lawrence, can I get some words out of you over there? I saw the face, but for those of us not on Twitch or YouTube.
Secret Bajent man.
No, then
Grody!
Lawrence, tell me what you're going to say. You said it with your face. I want to hear words.
I agree. It's a little too early.
It's a little too early.
Even when you say that face says what? Something different.
No, this is only radio. No one can see me. No.
Who are you going to believe, me or your eyes?
True that.
That's kind of scary, folks. It's kind of a scary
day.
I'm
not scared at all. I have full confidence in Ben Johnson.
Are you ever scared?
Yes.
When?
He ain't never scared. What?
No, but seriously.
No, I said after that second drive and the field goal, I was like, oh, they ain't got it today. This ain't happening today.
That's not even you being scared. That's just you being confident in the outcome.
Nothing about yesterday scared me about Ben Johnson.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know, Speaks. There was some Ben Johnson
stuff in
there,
too.
How many minutes does it take to get down the field like that?
He didn't have a great day on some things, but it didn't scare me about him long term.
No, yeah, I agree long term.
Some stuff about the quarterback scared me long term.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, what scared you?
Like I said, that chasse drop is not good. That's only good in, like, dance.
How do you not know to go out of bounds when you're starting a drive with a .122 and two timeouts and you make a run like that and you're right on the sideline? What is that? What kind of football awareness or lack thereof is that? That's scary to me.
That's fair. That was a grave mistake, error on his part.
What is the game situation? What is your consciousness of said situation?
One that he did not know.
He knows. He just lost himself. It reminded me of Mitch running out of bounds for a sack a few years back. Oof. When you're like, oh boy, he didn't remember that he could just throw it, you know? So certain things like that, some football awareness moments, scare the hell out of me.
Oh, no, Mitch, that was the whole thing. We'd always talk about the fact that Mitch needed to throw out of bounds or know the better exit strategy, and it was never the case.
Well, that leads to questions like, do we think Caleb Williams played Madden growing up? You know?
He was probably too busy playing actual football.
That's what I'm saying. So, but what I'm saying is just playing video games gives you a certain level of got to do this in this situation. Whereas living it, I'm Superman. I can do anything I want.
I can bend time and space.
At every level he's played at, I can do anything I want.
I do think that is a problem, that he still believes that part of it and hasn't figured out the places where it applies and the places where it doesn't.
Look no further than Roma Dunze and double coverage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The experience of watching that game yesterday to me was two quarterbacks who cannot do everything that a top-tier offense needs to do. And Tyler Huntley long ago accepted his limitations. He manages a game. He protects the ball. He sublimates his ego. And Caleb is not at that stage of self-assessment. Understandably, he's young.
With the evidence being two intentional grounding plays. I mean, those you can read into that in so many different ways. But Spiegs, I think that is a microcosm of it right there, where you could just make a much easier play. Or you could fling it where there is absolutely no receiver.
Also, if that's Exhibit A, Exhibit B would be, hey, watch this. I'm not great. I was on the practice squad, but I'm about to complete 77% of my passes.
Well, but those
just
were
the RPO as well. It was
extremely easy passes, low maintenance stuff, knowing his limitations. It's like we talked about the possibility of having Caleb play that way. He's not ready to play that way for a team right now.
He needs to get ready. This, to go back to what we talked about in the offseason, and whenever we've done comps with Ben Johnson, and I've been the person saying, yes, I do want Caleb to play like Jared Goff. It's not a slur. Like the idea that the way that Jared Goff plays, well, Caleb's supposed to be way better than that. Think about what you're saying. You're talking about a quarterback that's been throwing over 4,000 yards over the last few years with Ben Johnson. He's got the special stuff in there, but if he would just submit to the simple, do simple better. If he does simple better, those opportunities where he can be the special player or the generational talent, they will show themselves, and then he will be able to take that next step in his development.
Do you know what doing simple better also does? Creates offensive rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's another part of this, is your offense is going to know how to, the tempo at which to play. When that's the case, you need to know how long it takes for you to do a 5-step drop, how long it takes for you to do a 7. You need to know an internal clock for a quarterback as much as on the line as you do as somebody who's receiving the ball. And frankly, like that's also how you make different things look the same and same things look different, is when there's that consistency built in.
Be on time. And understand what your receivers might be seeing. There's too much of the receivers are seeing one thing in routes,
dude,
and Caleb not recognizing what it is that they're seeing.
We are not on the same page. I keep thinking back to DJ going, well, we'll do it the Caleb way from last year. And is DJ supposed to do the end zone wide open thing the Caleb way? So he's supposed to go 3 feet to his left just because he figures that's what Caleb is going to think he should do?
And yeah. Caleb's trying to do it the Ben Johnson way, and Ben Johnson said at the beginning of this year, Caleb's got to come to me. I'm not going to dumb it down. I'm not going to cater this. Well, of course, there's going to be some catering to Caleb, but he's going to damn run his offense. And now you
start, he should.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You don't want those standards. That's why he's here. He's here to run the Ben Johnson offense and make it exclusive.
Well, wait, though. Listen, none of us like this when Nagy was that dogmatic. I don't like that either.
Well, Nagy said it took you 4 years.
There has to be some bend to the talent that you have.
Do you think there already has been?
I agree. But
I think there already has been.
I'm saying as a I don't want Ben elevated to a place of, well, it's got to be the way that he wants to do it. That's the only way that it's going to work.
I hear you, Lawrence, but at the same time, only one of those guys has an NFL resume that says he knows what he's doing.
I'm not saying that Ben doesn't. I'm saying that I expect that Ben is smart enough to figure out ways to do what he wants along with what Caleb can do. And that's when you blend both of those things together is when things work. You don't think that Sean Payton has had to kind of mold around Bo Nix and his limitations?
For sure.
He absolutely has.
For sure.
I don't,
well,
I'm, Bo I
Nix
don't
was
want
his
any,
guy.
It was. It's the guy that he wanted for sure. But he has definitely made space for the things that Bo Nix, like if you look at this offense and go, well, that's the Drew Brees offense. Tell me where in the Drew Brees offense where your quarterback's taking off and running 25 yards downfield.
Well, let's
that's
talk
stuff
about,
that is available for Bo Nix.
Let's talk about the first 15 then, because you see the first 15, and I think Ben Johnson has done what you're talking about. There's a bootleg left. There's two bootleg lefts. There's a bootleg right. There's a slight move of the pocket in the second one. There are shotgun runs as well as shotgun passes. There's all kinds of stuff to accommodate Caleb, and the first 15 all year have actually worked pretty damn well. Yep. And they did again yesterday. It's after that when the football smarts have to take over and we're not seeing it.
Here's the difference is that we know Ben Johnson doesn't just know one playbook. He knows how to construct one from the bare minimum. That's the difference between he and Matt Nagy.
The there's tons of moving pocket that Jared Goff doesn't get in the Caleb offense.
Because that's what we respect out of him. The reason why we raise it to a higher standard to ask the question, does he have the right roster to run his offense is because the general manager isn't as proven. The general manager has learned on the job and got extended. That echoes the previous GM, but the difference is when we were asking the question about Nagy, it was can he work with Mitch Trubisky, and that was the agreement. And he knew he was going to have to adjust going into this. Well, the expectation out of Mitch Trubisky and the expectation out of Caleb Williams are two totally different things.
I think we've watched Ben and his staff adjust to the talent and use the early bye, and I think we've seen that, and now the quarterback is the one who has to take it to just that next little level, and he did not yesterday.
And he did say, I think it was after the Washington game, that Johnson said that he did not use the same volume of plays he had used. And I agree with you, Lawrence. You're right. We were really hard on Matt Nagy because he was so steadfast in doing what he wanted to do. But when it actually got to the point where they did dumb down the offense, whether it was for Mitch Trubisky or for Justin Fields, when they really did it, when they took a side of the field away from them, it was over. It was over for those guys. And that's what I don't want to see.
I'm not suggesting that. All I'm saying is that we tend to allow for coaches – We love the idea of the movie coach where he's stern and he's hard and it's got to be his way because that's the only way that it can work. And that's not true. Like, that's not how it plays out in the NFL. That there has to be some give and take, especially with your quarterback. You have to give a little bit. I do think Ben has done that.
I think he's done that too.
I think that he has definitely met Caleb halfway. And now it's going to be a matter of when can Caleb kind of meet him halfway on some of this stuff where it's the simple stuff. When we talked at the beginning of the year, Speaks, I know that if you put Caleb down by 10 with 6 minutes left to go in a game, I know he knows how to operate that offense.
Yeah.
It's kind of what he did at USC. I know that he can live in those moments. What I want to see is what Layla's talking about. Take the check down so that you get to second and five. Take the check down so you move the chain.
And when you get to the red zone, be the best player on the field, which
also,
you are. And do what Hurts and Allen and Mahomes and all these quarterbacks can do in the red zone. Use the threat of your ability to run, your ability to scramble and make plays and get touchdowns. That's how this league happens now.
Well, and also, if you want to be Superman, how about you be Superman with the dialed up downfield shot? Like that part too, you know?
Not just the off script.
How about you get to let it rip, you know, on one of those, like, even the long hit to Duvernay, if he connected on that, would we be as critical today?
And he still misses in some of those spaces by a margin that's uncomfortable.
Yes. By one where I can't say when they hit. Like, that's an issue to me.
No, I don't mean the volume. I mean on the actual play where you're like, that ball is 3 yards ahead of where you wanted it to be.
And because I think he's only throwing at a plus-plus fastball, you know, that's where some of that comes in. Our transition, by the way, is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food.
Here's what we have planned for you today. We're going to spend some time talking about expectations, as you could probably imagine, and where the quarterback is at right now. Kurt Warner is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Mark Potash is going to join us
Potsy
at 4:25. That is happening on the show, and we will talk about the shenanigans that went on with Baltimore. On Friday and Saturday.
Tomfoolery, I tell you.
There was definitely some shenanigans that was going on.
John Harbaugh just flat out lying.
Yes.
Let's call him shenanigans.
That is.
I just like that word.
That's good.
So
I went out with her, but we paid separately.
Yeah, it's like
wow.
It's like that whole thing of like, oh, well, you know, and the scary part is that Lamar Jackson was being Caleb Williams. Like, that's if you're talking about getting your defense prepared. Hey, Lamar, can you act like that guy? Yeah. Okay. I can totally do that. I
mean, I'm a two-time MVP. Yeah. Watch this.
Lamar was just laughing on the sidelines when Baltimore couldn't draw the Bears off sides yesterday.
I also think that, and I hate blaming the least paid player probably on the offense. Theo's having a hard time.
Yeah.
He's having a rough time out there.
It's a fair assessment.
And they have to figure that thing out. And that goes back to what Layla was talking about when you start talking about the GM of this team. You still let this team walk into a season without a left tackle that your coach liked. Like, that's not good.
Better extend them.
Yeah. We love secret extensions. Love them.
I wish I could cuss.
I tried to ask AK about it. Yeah. I did. Tried to pin him down.
How'd that work out?
Hey, at least they're available.
He's smiling.
At least they talked in a reasonable time frame after theirs.
I got some information on that, by the way.
We don't talk about such things. You know, company line.
Karnishovas or Karnishovas?
Nothing says confidence like not talking about your job getting extended.
It's Karnishovas.
I know.
Both of them are right.
According to him, yes.
Yeah, because people get it wrong all the time, so he just accepts
They're not both right. Okay. He just accepts
exactly.
Whatever.
That happens way too much in the sports world.
Tomato, tomato.
No. You were wrong. Wrong. R-O-N-G. Wrong.
Thank you, Les.
You got it, buddy.
So that's what we've got going on today. We will talk about where the quarterback is and where he should be. After Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.